This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. We are The Morning Shift. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Dylan's hanging out behind the glass, and we are all in big trouble.
Yeah.
We're in big trouble because we have crutch phrases that we say.
Phrases and phrases that we need to get rid of.
We are going to talk about the Falcons in a second. There were some questions about Kadarius Hodge not playing last week. Raheem kind of spoke about that yesterday in the presser, so we'll play that in a moment. But it's been brought to our attention that there are certain phrases we say.
Yes.
Over and over and over.
Yes.
And we need to kind of get rid of them. And the way we're going to get rid of them is by playing a sound effect.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, I think that's the way to do it.
As a mental reminder that we need to not be saying these things so much.
The idea for playing the sound effect is how we came up with every time we say, by the way. Mm-hmm. And I asked Dylan to play a sound effect every time he heard, by the way. But obviously, he's a very busy man.
Yes.
So I was just like, I'll just do it.
Yeah.
I'll just start throwing it in there. I'll just start, because we were both, Bo and I were so bad all the time about extending segments by saying, by the way.
Ding.
Dylan, do you have the sound effect that I just asked for? Can you play it? Okay.
That's such a good one. That is such a good one.
Yes.
That's from Super Mario
Brothers.
There's
an interesting caveat to this idea, though, and situation, though, Allie.
Yeah, because obviously that would be pretty intrusive if every single time we say something, you got to hear the Mario coin collecting sound. Yes.
It's so loud.
It's very piercing of the ears. So it's just going to play at the end of the segment if we say the phrases.
Yes.
Are we revealing the phrases? We're leaving it.
No. I think that we should keep it secret so that we have to try to figure out what the crutch phrase actually is.
You know what's funny is Wes Durham and I had this conversation the day after pregame. Like, it was probably about a month ago, and he was like, can I give you some constructive thoughts? And I was like, yeah, always.
Please,
you know,
do.
I always want to listen to people that I've worked with and have helped me grow in the business I've grown up with, really. And he was like, you don't need to tell Mike you're going to ask him a question. Just ask him. Because I got to have it on pregame, Allie. I'm saying,
can I ask you a question? Mike, I love
Mike,
when
let
you
me ask you. Let me ask you. And I know I say, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Mine is
100%.
Sure. Well, and you've gotten, and it's funny because I know what you're doing, and I appreciate it. But in pregame, really, you'll be like, yeah, I 100% agree. Yep. And I'm just like, okay. But I also say, well, I think, and I'm making a statement, I think, and what I think, and it's like, hey, man, I'm pretty sure everybody knows that's what I think. Stop saying it.
You're the one saying it.
But that's what I'm saying in my head. And Wes is like, yeah, you don't need to say I think. Just say it. Like, we know that's what you're thinking.
The crutch phrases.
Yeah. Well,
got to go.
Yeah.
Part of it is, I want you to speak on this, Allie, because I think you are perfect at explaining this in a better light. We're talking, and my wheels start spinning sometimes faster than the brain can process. I'm not, maybe, an, I guess I'm not an elite processor like Kirk Cousins. So maybe I wouldn't get to be quarterback of the Falcons.
Man, that contract eludes you.
So I think what it, see, there it is.
I think.
What I'm doing when I say things like I think is I am trying to find the right word to express it without doing what I'd probably do off the microphone, be like, that blank and blank. Did you see that blanking thing? Holy, you know, like, and I'm talking more.
Trying to go into your radio.
I'm trying to be more
filter,
more elegant with what how I speak. Right? Doesn't work out for me most
is
of the time.
Elegant, the right word?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know.
I don't know what I think. Yes, I'm just kidding.
Well, I'll give you a phrase from Stephen Covey that we all should live by: is begin with the end in mind, and that just helps your brain process a little bit faster what you want to say. When you know how you're going to end something, you're not as scared because you're like, wait, my words are going somewhere and I don't know where I am.
I'm
going
to turn into Mike Ditka. Did I ever tell you the story about when we had Mike Ditka on? When I was producing and we had Mike Ditka, it was Dave Archer and Mike Bell at the time. And we had Mike Ditka on. And I set it up. And so then I called him and he was like, you could hear like cards shuffling and you could hear chips clanking. And I was like, Coach, are you still good? Yeah. I'm just at my club. I'm a club. I need two. And you could hear like clearly he was taking a drag off of it was a cigar.
Wow.
And so there we do the interview in the middle of the interview and Mike was it was during playoff time. So Mike Bell is asking the question about, hey, what do they need to do to win the game? Turnovers. Give me two. Yeah, turnovers. And he started, like, said three times that was the ending. That just needed, and then he went into how to create them.
Mm-hmm.
So I just need to say the end result and then explain it? Is that what I need to do?
I don't know if that's the case, but I will say, I think that, and that's another crutch one, but I will say, because obviously I'm about to say it. I think that Dylan should just play the Mario sound on the way into break. Doesn't have to do it after the actual crutch phrase, because I think it's so funny if we hear him play the Mario coin and we're all sitting here going,
who did it?
What was it?
At the end of break is what he meant.
At the end.
Yeah.
Who said it?
Who said it? Who Which one it? Of you guys let us all down?
And we can all, you know, obviously we have our talk back, so we can tell Dylan, like, you're going to have to play the sound. He just said it.
Just don't give it away. Just don't give it away, Allie. We're all going to be looking at Allie every time she talks to Dylan going, dang it, did I do it? Oh, man.
All right, real quick, let's play this audio from Raheem when he was talking about wide receivers that perform best in practice will play.
And as far as personnel, that's just always going to be the best player, and it's going to be based on practice. So, like, right now we're at the position where we're out there practicing, and we've had a bunch of full-speed practices the last couple of weeks, which you guys have been able to see. And you've been able to see guys like DT really emerge and become a guy for us. And last week he went out, got a couple completions, was able to be a part of our jet sweep game, was able to be a part of our return game, and, like, he's really provided a spark for us, and, like, those are the guys going to play to provide those sparks.
When I heard him say he's been a part of our – he got to be a part of our jet sweep game, I was like, what jet sweep game do we have? You've run that play twice this year. What does that even mean, our jet sweep game? I think we've only ever run it one other time this entire season. And, obviously, I think that what he sees – and Bo was there yesterday, and he got a chance to talk to Raheem. I think what I hear in this entire conversation is we don't have any guys who can actually hit home runs offensively other than Bijan. And even up to this year, Bijan was not considered that guy. You'd like to add more guys that can make people miss and get those first downs and not play station to station football.
Yeah, it's probably the difference in Bijan and Jahmyr Gibbs is Jahmyr Gibbs maybe has that little bit of an extra gear, but Bijan is much – I don't want to say much, but Bijan is – has that little bit extra in the backfield to make people miss.
Yeah,
he's
absolutely
better at that, and that's a slight difference. It's what bothers me. It's what bothers me more and more about the Jamal Agnew signing.
Yeah.
If we knew Devin Tompkins was out there, and listen, I don't know what Devin's – I'd have to check his career stats about returning punts, right? But if we knew that he could do the job cheaper than Jamal Agnew – and he could be a part, and he's returned punts in his career. Yeah, he's got like 36 in his career. Then, if we knew he was out there and he's cheaper, and he could even be a part of the jet sweep game,
right?
Why
make somebody miss?
And this is not a personal knock on Jamal Agnew, but then why is Jamal Agnew here? And the reason I ask that is because financially, it's more financially fiscal to have Tompkins doing the job instead of Agnew, and he can do more. I'm not saying – now, I don't know the whole history. Maybe Devin Tompkins' reasons out there is because he's muffed more punts and done – made the mistakes, mental mistakes have been a part of his game.
Sure.
I just haven't followed the guy's career. But that's a fair – and that's the problem is we have those thoughts, right? Those are the fans. And then they're not going to go out and say this because he said it yesterday and it was very misconstrued. He said, you know, I love taking bullets for my players. And then I saw it on Twitter from fans and from media people saying, basically criticizing Raheem for saying that. That, see, players coach, that's why he doesn't win. That's not what that means. That every coach worth their salt takes a bullet for their player because you don't throw your players under the bus, okay? Like, that's how it is. Even non-players coaches are going to stand in a press conference and take bullets for their coaches. They just won't tell you probably, but that doesn't mean they're not ripping the guys, shredding them outside of it, right? I mean, tell me I'm wrong.
No, you're right. You're spot on.
Okay.
You're spot on.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Well, coming up, what happened at State Farm Arena last night? We'll talk about it. And we've got a Life of Squid.
Scott Frost said something in his press conference yesterday, and I don't even know if I almost had to check and see if this was AI or not, because it is the wildest thing I've ever heard about NIL. Next morning show, Sports Radio 99 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.